I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rams and Saints, Pats and Chiefs, championship weekend. Welcome back in. It's a Zach Gelb show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's head out to Kansas City right now. And James Palmer is an NFL Network reporter. He's been with the Chiefs all week, and he's kind enough to give us a few minutes. James, thanks for joining us, and just give me a little bit of a feel out there in Kansas City and what it's been like to be around this team and also the community as they finally get to host an AFC title game at Arrowhead.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. They, you know, this is old hat for the Patriots and for the Chiefs. You can tell that the town is ready for this. I mean, you see from scaffolding on buildings that are getting worked on, just Chiefs flags flying, you know, the statues everywhere around my hotel. Every statue has a different Chiefs player's jersey on it, whether it's Eric Berry or Chris Jones or Dee Ford or Patrick Mahomes. You know, you can tell the vibe of the city. It's funny, some people thought maybe the cold might play a part in how loud these fans are at Arrowhead. I've done a million games here. It is a great environment. I did the divisional round where the conditions were less than ideal with the snow and how heavy that snow was. It didn't quiet those fans at all. I didn't see an empty seat. I think it's going to be a really good time, a really awesome atmosphere. I don't think the weather's going to slow these people down at all.
All right, James, let's get to some of the breakdown of the game. When we take a look at this Kansas City defense, they're different on the road compared to being at home. Fortunately for Kansas City, they're at home this week, but they have a very tough task going up against these three Patriot running backs and then also Tom Brady. How do they try to slow down this run game and also get some pressure on number 12?
Yeah, that was the interesting thing with Frank Reich last week. And, you know, we were sitting up in the press box going, why aren't they running the ball more? You know, we thought the Colts would come out, and you saw the way they ran the ball against the Texans, and you thought they were going to come and run the ball, but they kind of really didn't. We've seen a different Chiefs defense these last couple of weeks, and obviously it's going to be different with Eric Berry playing. I mean, that's a three-time All-Pro. If he's himself, I think he neutralizes Gronkowski, who, remember, is a little banged up. So I think if Eric Berry moves the way he usually can when he's healthy, that's huge for the Chiefs. Up front, getting to Tom Brady is really the factor. You know, all those guys up front this week asked about, you know, this offensive line, and none of them really talking about the O-line of the Patriots. They're just saying it's because of Brady. He gets rid of the football so quick. And a direct result of that, I'm talking to Dee Ford, who off the edge is one of the fastest pass rushers by time in the NFL. I told him, you know, you got the fastest sack in the postseason this year last week at 2.54 seconds. And he goes, dude, with Brady, I'm going to have to be below 2 seconds. They know how quickly they have to get to him to affect him. But at the same time, I do think Chris Jones in the middle is going to be the guy that's going to be the one that impacts him, because we know Brady loves to step up. We know that Chris Jones can move it. I mean, after 15 and a half sacks from that deep tackle spot, it's nuts. And the other aspect of it is Justin Houston didn't play in that week 6 game. They now have Justin Houston, Dee Ford, and Chris Jones up front. And remember, both times they sacked Brady, they knocked the ball loose. So they're pretty good at creating turnovers, in a sense, when they get to the quarterback as well. They need one of those big plays, Dee told me. One game-changing type of play from one of those guys, like you saw them do against the Colts.
And with those quick passes, especially in a big spot, one of the first players that come to mind out of this Patriots team is James White, and he's been so reliable for them in so many of these postseason runs. Just how do they try to slow him down coming up later today?
Yeah, that's the difficult part for this defense, because you don't know if you have the linebackers that can, in the safety, that can play with him coming out of the backfield. And he has been a focal point for them in practice this week, because they know, obviously, the idea would be Brady's going to beat you middle of the field, right? And how can you muddle the middle of the field? Because I don't think the Chiefs believe that one of those guys on the outside are going to go out and beat them. If they do, more power to the Chiefs. I mean, more power to the Patriots for having a guy like, you know, Chris Hogan be the one to beat you. So I think you're going to see them try to crowd the middle of the field to kind of help out in that sense.
I know you touched on Rob Gronkowski and then also the importance of Eric Berry, but how do the Chiefs view Rob Gronkowski going into this matchup? And then with their tight end in Travis Kelce, I know it's tough to try to stop him, but the Patriots have done a nice job over the years. So how do they try to get him going?
Yeah, you know, I do think the focus is going to be on Gronkowski and James White. I think that's where the Chiefs' defensive focus is going to be. And, yeah, Eric Berry has had a lot of success against Gronk in the past. If you remember that game where he tore his Achilles, I think that was, what, week one last year? And he had a really good game against Gronk before he suffered the injury. On the other side with Kelce, they have had some success with Kelce. I think what the Chiefs are going to find out is, you know, Belichick's so good at taking away what you do best. All right, so what is he going to end up doing? They might find that out early. Is it going to be Tyreek Hill, where they're going to put their number two corner on Hill with safety help and have Gilmore on Sammy Watkins, or are they going to have Gilmore go around with Tyreek Hill? They've prepped Hill to be prepared for the extra attention all week, and maybe that could free some things up for Travis Kelce. But what I think happens is, now that you have a healthy Sammy Watkins, Patrick Mahomes has three viable options he can go to that are all top-tier players. And Andy Reid has said it this week, I don't know why anybody would want to go and line up one-on-one against Sammy Watkins. And that might be the case that he's in if there's attention to Kelce and Tyreek Hill like the Chiefs are planning for. And then you might see Patrick Mahomes be looking Sammy's way quite a bit. But I think what he's going to do, and this is why Mahomes is so good, he's really not going to focus on anybody. He's going to sit and find the open man and kind of approach this game with everybody finally healthy like a little bit of a point guard.
And if you look at the two matchups between the Pats and the Chiefs over the last 2 years, really Kareem Hunt has killed the Patriots and then also Tyreek Hill. No Kareem in this one, as we obviously know. How does that factor into this game because of how big he's been for that team in the past?
Oh, it's been unbelievable. I mean, in two career games, he's got over 215 scrimmage yards, averaging at four total touchdowns. I mean, he has been a difference maker. But one of the things I've heard around this building has always been, look at how they've always lost backs, dating back to Jamal Charles, and they always find a way to continue to run the football successfully. And I think that, you know, when I talk to people, that falls on the offensive line. I think this is a group that doesn't get nearly enough credit for the way they play in A, Andy's screen game. They're the big reason why it's effective. And B, because there's been a variety of backs that come in and they all become successful. You look at what they've done with Damian Williams since he's arrived here. He's got three out of the last four games. He's got over 120 scrimmage yards. He had zero type of those games in his first 55 career games. So I think, obviously, losing Kareem Hunt is a big deal. The way he is a dynamic player for this offense and catching the football is the part they're going to miss out of him. You know, Damian Williams doesn't catch the football as well as Kareem Hunt did, specifically in those games against the Patriots. But we have seen them lose backs and always find a way to continue to have an effective rushing game. As I talk to guys, they don't obviously focus on the run because of what Mahomes does, but they have an effective running game. Since they lost Hunt, they're averaging more yards per carry and more yards per game.
Talking to James Palmer right now on CBS Sports Radio from the NFL Network. We know at Kansas City, so much of the talk this year has been about the emergence of Patrick Mahomes with his 50 touchdowns. And then, is this finally the year that Andy Reid can get a ring? With the domination of Mahomes and that Andy Reid storyline, how have they been this week being able to be around them, covering them?
Yeah, well, you know, Andy was his same self. You know this, Zach. He's coming out. He's going, injuries. Right off the top of each one of those press conferences, and just trying to keep things as normal as possible for everyone. And I think with Mahomes, that's what has surprised me the most, right? I was here a bunch last year when he's the backup behind Alex Smith, and Alex is playing great. He's not going to see the field, and he's playing basketball in the locker room with his teammates, and he's having a good time, and he's everybody's best friend. Fast forward to this year, MVP of the league pretty much, and 50 touchdown passes, like you said, it's the same exact guy. And everybody keeps saying that no stage is too big for him. And as these games keep going, you keep wondering if that is going to be the case, or one of these times Brady in the AFC Championship game, is that going to be too big for him? And I kind of side with, I don't think anything is. And I think it's the way he was raised in a major league clubhouse, that this is just going to the stadium as any normal day for him. And, you know, I think what he's been able to do during the week, Charchandrick West, the running back, told me this week, which is kind of interesting. He goes, it's been a pleasure to watch Andy and Pat put a game plan together throughout the week and just getting a chance to watch that because of the relationship the two have developed. He said, I'm really happy a kid like Mahomes has an offensive mind like Andy Reid this early in his career. But everybody's going to go back to, you know, Andy's past. And I think a lot of players in that locker room, if you ask him to be honest, they want to win this game and win a Super Bowl for Kansas City. And mainly for Andy Reid.
And James, I know we sometimes get caught up in Brady and Belichick and their road record in the postseason and then Andy Reid and his record in the NFC Championship games, now going to be in an AFC Championship game. But let's be realistic. You can have all those numbers and everything, but you really throw them out the window when this ball gets kicked off coming up later today at 6:40.
I don't think it does. I really don't. The one thing that we always talk about, and this doesn't involve the Patriots, I do think Arrowhead gives them a slight advantage. I think because of that helping their pass rush in a manner that Brady's going to have to go down the line, offensive lineman by offensive lineman, to change plays at the line of scrimmage because tackles are not going to hear him. I mean, this place is incredible. Tackles aren't going to hear him when he's trying to make a call underneath David Andrews. So he's going to have to make some movement, and that's going to take some time. I do think that part plays a factor. But again, I think you're right. I throw out all of that stuff when this game starts, and it's going to be, can the Patriots score enough? And I really think that's going to be the story of the game.
James Palmer from the NFL Network joins us right now. Let's shift gears to the NFC title game, that one between the Rams and the Saints. Saints are banged up going into this one. They won't have Rankins because of the Achilles injury last week, and then Watson and Kirkwood also out, and you have Pete, who has that broken hand injury, so we'll see how that affects the game. What's your first thought on this matchup coming up later today, and how do you see it playing on out?
Yeah, you know, I've covered Wade Phillips a bunch, and I have a feeling he's going to dial up something a little different. Aqib Talib didn't play the first time those teams met. I think that's a huge difference maker, not just the talent and size that Talib has at the cornerback spot, but I don't know if people know the football guru that he is in terms of knowing things pre-snap and helping out the rest of the guys on the defense. With the Saints, I do think losing Rankins is a huge deal. I mean, you talk to guys in that locker room. I've done several Saints games this year. You talk to guys in that locker room how effective Rankins is and how good he is in the middle. And a lot of those guys, we know, Zach, don't get enough credit, and he hasn't gotten enough credit for how good he's been this season. So I do think that changes things for sure. I think we're going to see a lot of creativity both ways. I just want to see if the addition of C.J. Anderson and how he was able to last week against the Cowboys wear out the Cowboys early and make things easy on Todd Gurley in the second half. I don't want to say easy, but, you know, easier when you're going against a defense that could be worn down a little bit and you got fresh legs and Gurley. I think the addition of C.J. has kind of changed their dynamic a little bit offensively. So if that can be a pounded out, keep Drew Brees off the field, maybe that's where we see a different game.
All right, so we take care of both previews of the AFC and NFC Championship game. Now, James Palmer from the NFL Network, give me your prediction. Who's playing in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta?
I'm going to go with the one that I think a lot of people want, and I'm going to say this just as a football fan. I think everybody wants Monday night again, don't they? I mean, wouldn't you? I mean, I obviously seeing Breeze go back would be great, but I think Rams-Chiefs would be the one that I think everybody would be excited to see. Both those teams kind of, I think, in a sense, passing the torch in a way to these young guys that I think we need to start looking at as the future of the NFL.
You can watch him on the NFL Network. He'll have all the coverage later today. Pats and Chiefs, that's James Palmer. James, thank you as always, my friend. We appreciate it.
No problem, buddy. Good talking to you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.